is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulings. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's June 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, continuing what we were talking about yesterday, after Noah awoke and found out what his son had done to him, he cursed his grandson Canaan, saying that he would be his uncle's servant and all of his descendants. Why would Noah so punish his grandson for what his father did?
There is little doubt, Alora, that Canaan joined Ham in the defiling of his grandfather. Noah would have not so punished him, not denied him his inheritance, not cast him out from the family and made him a mere servant, if he had not taken part in his defiling. That is why Noah did this. There can be no other question of it. Noah would have not so punished his son's son unless this had happened. He had to have taken part in the sin. He had to have taken part in the evil. Noah was not a cruel man. He was a just man. He would not have punished his grandson so severely by taking away his inheritance and making him a servant of the family unless he had taken part in this evil. I am quite sure of that, Alora. Though Noah has never said it to me, I would not see any other possibility of why he did this.
It just keeps getting grosser and grosser, Nazarene. We thought things were bad now. Wow.
Things are not only as bad now, Alora, they are even worse, because it is considered a badge of honor among the homosexual community to have sexual relations with your father. And this is a sickening, sickening thing, and this must be stopped.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. We're back. Nazarene, some people say that Canaan was black, and this verse condones slavery, says that the black race will forever be subservient to the white. Is there any truth in this whatsoever?
Absolutely not, Alora. All of Noah's sons were white. None of them were colored. And for anyone to say anything as ignorant as this shows that they have no knowledge of God whatsoever. I know for ages this verse has been used for that purpose, but it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. All of Noah's children were white. All of them were Homo sapiens. None of them had any native blood until they began to intermarry with the natives to try to create a garden race again, which failed. But no, Alora, this is sickening. This is part of the sickness of man's minds to take advantage of others and come up with a gross lie like this that isn't even biblical, to take a biblical verse and twist it around to make it seem that it supports something that they want to do, it just shows the absolute ignorance of man and their absolute cruelty. No, Alora, this is not true at all.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. Go get him, Nazarene. I love the way you do that.
Well, I'm not God, Alora, but I am mad. I am very, very mad every time something like this is done. And the people that do these things are going to find out just how mad I get.
We'll be back again. ¶¶